听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. I'm so glad you took time out of your day to join us. We have a great lesson for you. When it comes to tan skin, there are two distinct schools of thought. Either it's a sign of good health, or it's an indication that the skin is on its way to becoming seriously damaged. Well, in this month's American Culture Corner, we'll learn that despite the dangers, most Americans love getting a tan. The title of today's lesson is Fun in the Sun, and we're going to need to know some new words before we get started. The first word is glow. Glow. Jennifer's vacation was really good for her. Her skin has a healthy glow. Next is the noun salon. Tina went to the hair salon to get a haircut. Finally, the word risk, as in, you're taking a big risk if you drive home in this bad storm. Okay, there's no risk in opening your magazine to page 14. That's where our lesson begins. Please join us now as we read.
Fun in the sun. For Americans, fun in the sun often means a suntan. In the Western world, many believe a tan gives a person a healthy glow. Americans love the sun, and some spend hours outside getting a tan. Others spend money getting a tan inside at a tanning salon. Americans do this in spite of all the warnings about skin cancer. 81% of teenagers know that sunburns increase the risk of developing skin cancer, but only 52% of teens are careful about protecting their skin.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Esther. And in our American Culture Corner article today, we're talking about having fun in the sun because for Americans, fun in the sun often means a suntan. And when you get a suntan, it means that your skin is a little darker, often a brownish color, because you've been in the sun for a long time.
And I personally like to have a suntan. I like to get a tan in the summer. I would rather my skin color be darker than have it be a lighter color or maybe a bright white. I'd rather my skin be darker.
Well, and that goes right along with what we're talking about today. Many Americans really enjoy having a suntan. In fact, in the Western world, many believe a tan gives a person a healthy glow. Now, Chip, you just said that you enjoy getting a suntan. And I guess, does that mean you glow in the dark? Is glow a verb there?
Well, no, I would rather not glow in the dark. Yeah, when you use the word glow as a verb, that means that something is glowing. It's giving off just a little bit of light. But here we're talking about a glow. We're using this word as a noun. Sometimes when we talk about people having a glow or a face having a healthy glow, that means it has a little color to it. Maybe a pink color or a little bit red color. It shows that you're healthy.
And maybe you can even have kind of a brownish, light brownish color from being in the sun. So we get a healthy glow from exercising or being in the sun. So Americans love the sun, and some even spend hours outside getting a tan. Now, I know this is very different from Asia because most of the people in Asia like to stay pale or have a lighter color on their skin, but Americans aren't different, aren't they?
Yes, I know. Growing up and still even to this day, I really enjoy spending my summers outside, whether you're at the beach or you're just out at a nice park. Bringing that sun onto your body always feels so good, and then having that glow is nice. But not all Americans get their tans outside in the sun. Chip, how do some get their tans?
Well, actually, other people spend money to get a tan. So they would get a tan inside a tanning salon. Now, that word salon can be used in other situations as well. Actually, a hair salon is what, Esther?
Well, it's a place where you go to get your hair washed. Sometimes we might even use beauty salon when we talk about a hair salon. So a tanning salon is a place where you go to get a tan. Now, if you look in our text on page 15, we have a picture of someone in a tanning salon, and they are getting a tan. So people go to this place, and they get special ultraviolet light, and it's not from the sun, it's man-made, artificial.
So some Americans get their tans outside in the natural light, and some like to do it inside in a salon, but they all seem to do it in spite of all of the warnings about skin cancer. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit more in just a second, but for now, let's go to Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. Greetings from Fiji. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about how for Americans, fun in the sun often means a suntan. So in a place like this in Fiji, white sandy beach, beautiful blue water, and bright warm sunlight, many Americans would look forward to getting a tan. Americans do this in spite of all the warnings about skin cancer, and this happens to be our grammar tip sentence for today. Notice the phrase in the middle of the sentence, in spite of. This is an idiom that means regardless of or paying no attention to. So today's grammar tip sentence just means Americans do this paying no attention to all of the warnings about skin cancer. And here are some other example sentences. Bonnie attended the conference in spite of her headache. Or, in spite of everyone's advice, Stanley decided to quit his job. Well, friends, if you have your Studio Classroom magazine with you, please turn to today's grammar tip section, and you'll find more example sentences there. In spite of all the fun I'm having here with all of you, it's time for me to say goodbye. Thanks for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Fiji. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So even though most Americans know about the warnings of skin cancer and the possible problems of skin cancer, still Americans like to get a tan. Our article says that 81% of teenagers know that sunburns increase the risk of developing skin cancer.
And here the word risk. Risk means that it's something bad that may happen or develop. It's kind of dangerous. So even though many teenagers know that being out in the sun too long and getting a sunburn is risky because it may cause skin cancer, they don't care. They still want to get a suntan.
And actually, only 52% of teens are careful about protecting their skin. Now, I know this is something that parents usually try to encourage their children to do, is to take care of your skin when you're in the sun and to put on some protective lotion, perhaps. But a lot of teenagers, and adults for that matter, don't always do a lot to take care of their skin while they're in the sun.
Okay, yeah, so we have 81% of teens know about the potential risks of skin cancer if you have a sunburn, but only 52% are careful about preventing sunburn and protecting their skin. We're going to take a break, but before we do, let's watch today's skit.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going outside.
Oh, no, don't go outside. The sun is too bright.
I know. I love the sun. And I can't wait to get a tan.
Oh, no. No, spending time in the sun can be dangerous.
Dangerous?
Yes, I'm warning you. You will increase your risk of skin cancer.
I know the risks. But in spite of the warnings, I'm going outside.
Oh, no, 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 no. Don't do that. Please protect your skin.
But I want that healthy glow.
No, no, you don't. That's not a good idea.
All right. Hey, I'll go to the tanning salon.
Oh, no, 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 no. That's an even worse idea. Here, here, here. Use this instead. Tanning lotion. You'll get the healthy glow without the risk of skin cancer.
But it's a beautiful day outside. Here. I'm going outside.
Oh, what the? No, wait. Okay, fine. If you're going to go outside, then make sure you wear a shirt with long sleeves. Yeah. Oh, and make sure you keep your long pants on. Don't change into shorts.
That's no fun.
Oh, I almost forgot. Make sure you wear a hat. Here you go.
A hat?
I almost forgot the most important part. Here's an umbrella for you.
Umbrellas are for rainy days.
And for sunny days, too. Look.
All right. I'll take the umbrella.
All right.
See you later.
Don't forget to put on your shirt, all right?
Sure.
Have fun.
Okay.
Bye.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. You know, there was a time in America when tanned skin was something people avoided. People associated tanned skin with physical labor and working in the fields. But times have changed, and now many Americans associate tanned skin with fun, leisure time, and health. However, there are risks to be aware of, like skin cancer. Now, one way to avoid the risks of skin cancer is by using a sunscreen or lotion. And lotion is our next key word. And our example sentence reads, Nancy put some lotion on her dry skin. Okay, I think it's time to resume our reading, which we'll pick up on line 10.
Fun in the sun. Some people do take the risks seriously. However, they still want the tanned look without the resulting skin damage. They get their tans from a bottle of tanning lotion. Not all Americans want tans, however. Some stay out of the sun. Or they wear hats and long-sleeved shirts and long pants when they go outside. But they do not carry umbrellas. In Asia, the same umbrella is used for protection from rain or sun. Americans use umbrellas only for rain.
Just before the break, we talked about the fact that there are many people who know about the risks of skin cancer from spending time in the sun, but that not all of them pay attention to that, and they don't always take care of their skin. Now, for those who do, there is something that they can use to get a tan. They can use suntan lotion. They can get a tan from a bottle of lotion. Now, what exactly is lotion?
Well, lotion is something that you can put on your skin to protect it or to soften it or here even to get a tan. So this means that some people will actually go and buy a bottle of tanning lotion, and this tanning lotion will help their skin to turn another color to give them a tan. So it's not a real tan, it's a fake tan, but it looks like they were out in the sun.
So an artificial tan might give your body or your face that healthy glow that you might be looking for. Now, not all Americans want tans. Not all Americans want to look darker. However, some stay Some stay out of the sun. They don't want to be in the sun, and they have a ways of preventing their skin from getting darker.
Exactly. For people who don't want to tan, they have to come up with different ways to protect their skin because you can't really avoid going out in the sun. So a lot of people wear hats and long-sleeved shirts and even long pants when they go outside. Now, this can often get very hot because in a lot of places in America, it is very hot and humid, but they think that protecting their skin is the most important thing, and so they cover up. Now, there is a little bit of a difference, though, between the way Americans cover up their bodies in the sun and the way a lot of Asians do. Esther?
Well, many people in Asia will use an umbrella in the summer to protect their skin from the sun. Usually, Americans will use umbrellas for the rain, but in Asia, many people use it for the sun. In fact, I like to use an umbrella in the summer because I think it's fast and easy, and it protects my skin from the sun's bad ultraviolet rays.
Yeah, well, that's probably smarter. You're probably not going to see me carrying around an umbrella unless it's raining, because I kind of like those rays that turn my skin a tan color. And so I don't usually use an umbrella to protect my skin from the sun.
Yes, Chip, like most Americans, the two of us don't usually carry an umbrella around to protect our skin from the sun, but we do protect our skin in other ways from the sun. Even though we like to have tans, we are well aware of the risks that go along with that. One of the ways I protect my skin is to put sunscreen on before I go outside. It's a lotion that helps protect from the rays, and that really helps. You can still get a tan, but it helps you stay protected.
And something else that you can do is you can try to avoid going outside between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. because this is when the sun's rays are the strongest. So you don't have to use an umbrella. In Asia, many people do. But if you go to the United States or Canada or North America, if you use an umbrella in the summer to protect your skin from the sun, people might think you are a little strange.
Okay, well, people might think you're strange, but it might be a smart idea to cover up with an umbrella, or maybe at least wear long sleeves, long pants, maybe a hat to stay out of those dangerous rays. And I know that if you are more of a dark-skinned person, the rays are a little bit less dangerous than if you were a very fair-skinned or light-skinned person.
Yes, that's the difference between your skin and my skin, I know. You can go out in the sun with a little bit less protection on, maybe, and get a very nice tan, where I tend to turn very red because my skin is very much lighter than yours. It's fair skin. So, and for you, you probably have to take extra caution as well because you're more fair-skinned.
Right. So that's why when I go out in the sun in the summer, I almost always will wear sunscreen and wear a hat or visor and use an umbrella. So many ways to protect your skins, and we hope that you will take some precautions and try to protect your skin from the sun's harmful rays this summer. Well, now let's go to the chat room.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and this is Vicky.
Hi, everyone. It's great to see you today. Well, Ken, what do you think of today's article?
Well, I don't think fun in the sun is something too many Asians enjoy. In fact, they tend to stay out of the sun or wear long shirts and pants when they go outside.
I agree. And as it says in our article, in Asia, people use umbrellas for sun protection. Now, that's something you'd never see in America.
I know. And that's a good reminder for our students when they go to America. Don't use an umbrella in the sun.
Unless, of course, you want to invite a lot of stares.
Right. Now, speaking of umbrellas, we make the distinction in Chinese between one that is used in the rain, 雨伞, and the kind that is used in the sun, 阳伞. Is there an English equivalent to 阳伞?
Actually, there is. The word is parasol. Para means stop or shield in Latin, and sol means sun. So parasol is an umbrella that protects you from the sun.
Interesting. 我们都知道雨伞是 umbrella, 那阳伞英文要怎么讲呢？阳伞叫做 parasol, 在拉丁文 para 表示阻止 ,sol 表示太阳，所以 parasol 就是阳伞，虽然这个字不常用。不但这个字不常用，阳伞这个东西在美国也很少见。若是你想要在美国吸引到别人异样的眼光，最容易的方法就是在没有下雨的时候撑一把阳伞走在路上，因为在美国没有人撑阳伞。 Vicky, what about a beach umbrella? Can that be called a parasol?
Yes, it can. As long as it is used for sun protection, it can be called a parasol, whether it's fixed to something like a patio table or handheld. But most Americans would just call them beach umbrellas or just umbrellas.
其实任何的阳伞不光是用手撑的或是大型的太阳伞都可以称为 parasol, 像沙滩上常见到的沙滩伞就称为 beach parasol, 但是 parasol 这个字在美国很少用，一般的美国人还是习惯讲 umbrella.
Okay, everyone, it's time for us to visit Michelle, and we'll see what she has for us today.
Hi, everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 glow 这个名词。 Glow 是指容光焕发或者是红润的气色，例如Tammy is 5 months pregnant. She has the glow of an expectant mom. Tammy 怀孕5个月了，她有一种准妈妈的光彩。或者是 Hannah's cheeks have a healthy glow. Hannah 的脸颊有一种健康的红润。Glow 也指光辉或光亮。例如 The glow of the blaze lit up the dark night. 火光照亮了漆黑的夜晚。继续我们看的是 risk 这个名词。Risk 是指风险或冒险。例如 The risk of losing his job makes Theo work twice as hard. 可能会失业的危险让 Theo 加倍努力工作。或者是 There's a risk of getting an infection when you're a doctor. 当你是医生就有可能被感染。Risk 也是可以当动词，意思就是冒险。例如 Firemen risk their lives every day to save people's lives.消防队员为了要救人的性命，每天都在冒生命的危险。最后我们看的是 lotion 这个名词。 lotion 是指乳液，之前我们有学过的 suntan lotion 是指防晒霜，但是课文中的 tanning lotion 是指助晒剂，它是帮助皮肤晒得更黑更均匀。我们还曾经学过 sunblock 这个字， B-L-O-C-K。 sunblock 就是完全阻断紫外线，而且它的浓度通常都会比较高。 And I guess that's all the time for today. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Fun in the sun. For Americans, fun in the sun often means a suntan. In the Western world, many believe a tan gives a person a healthy glow.Americans love the sun, and some spend hours outside getting a tan. Others spend money getting a tan inside at a tanning salon. Americans do this in spite of all the warnings about skin cancer. 81% of teenagers know that sunburns increase the risk of developing skin cancer, but only 52% of teens are careful about protecting their skin. Some people do take the risk seriously. However, they still want the tanned look without the resulting skin damage. They get their tans from a bottle of tanning lotion. Not all Americans want tans, however. Some stay out of the sun, or they wear hats and long-sleeved shirts and long pants when they go outside, but they do not carry umbrellas. In Asia, the same umbrella is used for protection from rain or sun. Americans use umbrellas only for rain.
Well, speaking of umbrellas, the word umbrella comes from a Latin word meaning sunshade, and that's how it was used for hundreds of years, up until the 1700s, when the umbrella came into use as protection against the rain. Now, tomorrow, we'll visit Jack and Laura and listen in on their two conversations about the sun and its ability to tan our skin. In the meantime, please make use of the talk about it questions at the bottom of page 15. They are a great excuse to open your mouth and speak English. Friends, until next time, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a sunny day. Bye-bye.